One of the best things to do to prepare for Mass is to pray with the readings beforehand. The Church actually expects that we come to Mass prepared. Just like we prepare for prayer every day, the Church also expects that we prepare for Mass, and one of the ways that we can prepare for Mass is by praying with the daily readings, praying with the Sunday readings. So before you go to Mass on Sunday, that shouldn't be the first time that you hear the readings when you're at Mass. You should actually pray with them all week long, so that when you're at Mass, you've already had this wonderful, rich dialogue and prayer and encounter with God, and now as the words proclaimed, it all comes back to life again. But sometimes we don't do that. We rush into Mass, and maybe we're even coming in during the opening song, and we're trying to get our kids in the pew, and you sit down, and you're ready before you know it. You're already like through the readings, and the priest starts the gospel, and you have no idea what the Word of God even was. And we've missed out on the Word. So what I'd like you to do in preparation today is almost what we do in Lectio Divina. I would like you to find one word to hold on to. Pray with the readings before Mass. Read them over at least once, maybe twice or three times slowly. And then as you go to Mass, listen intently. Listen to the liturgy of the Word. Try to take away one word or phrase. You have a lot of opportunities. The first reading, the responsorial psalm, the second reading, the gospel acclamation, the gospel. At any one of those points, that's the liturgy of the Word, and God is speaking to you right then and there. And I know it's a lot. I know there's a lot of words, but all you need is just one. All you have to hear is one word from Him, and that's your takeaway. You might receive more, but just to have enough attention, enough focus to receive one word or phrase. So that's your preparation for today, is to be ready to listen and receive that word or phrase.